Well, good morning, everybody. I have called to worship this morning, so could I ask everyone to please stand and let's begin to focus our attention on being called to worship. And we're glad to see you here this morning. We have a really full day with the Willows this afternoon at 3:30. And then a concert tonight for those who are so interested out at the Carpenters Christian Church. A lot of opportunities. I'll talk about that a little bit more. But in our call to worship, we want to go before the Lord in prayer and just seek His blessing and His presence with us this morning. Father, we come before You with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come before You thanking You for this day that You have given to us, a day that You've made for us to come aside and to worship, to cast aside some of the cares and the frustrations and the problems and the troubles of the world around us, even within us, and to be renewed in our faith, to be strengthened by Your love and Your grace. So allow us, Father, to enter into Your courts with thanksgiving and with praise, for we do thank You and we love You and we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Two, three, four.
You are not alone if you are lonely, when you feel afraid. You're not the only. We are all the same in need of mercy to be forgiven. Got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, oh, oh. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. God knows we stumble and fall. He so loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Whoa, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the people hungry for another star, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Oh, oh, oh. And all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Oh, 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 and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Amen.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with the understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Oh, hear the mourn in Zion. I have authority to appoint unto you in Zion. Oil of joy that will set you free. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the Spirit and with the understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Lift up the hands that hang down. Lift up the voice now still. Give unto God continuous praise. Sing forth from Zion's hill. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and need understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Sing to Yahweh, alleluia. Worship and praise our God. Praise and adore Him. Bow down before Him. Oh, magnify the Lord. On the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with the understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Amen. Put on that garment this morning.
Rock. I'm going to switch the banjo.
Okay, wait a minute. He wants to switch the banjo.
Feel like it's fitting. Got a gentleman at the Willows that is a big fan of the banjo, and I know that if he was here, he'd be appreciative of this song. I might have to bring it to him today. Yeah. Alright, I'm ready.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions, bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow nor a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. One glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. We all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. We all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Amen.
Baby seated. Well, I have several things to share this morning by way of announcement and other activities. I mentioned that earlier, one of which is if you'll check your bulletin on upcoming announcements and upcoming events. First of all, just to remind you again that John Jones is going to be sharing the message this morning. John and his wife Hay have been attending church with us for quite a few weeks now, and I had invited him because they had expressed their interest in making this their church home, and I thought this would be a good opportunity for John to get to know us a little better and us get to know him, and he's going to share the message this morning, and we are glad to have him here with us. He said he's not feeling the best, so we just pray he have enough strength and that God will bless him through that. Also, an announcement from the puppet team, who's getting ready to bring another Christmas program into light. The announcement is in there about some of the opportunities and requirements and how much fun it can be. And for those who'd like to get into it, well, the thing you need to do is talk to Mona Moore, because she can give you every detail. And she's been doing this for a long time. I tell folks every once in a while, anywhere I go, I'm sometimes introduced as the pastor of that church that has the best puppet program that you'll ever see. So that's quite a compliment. I just received a card from Caleb, and I hadn't had a chance to read it, so I'm going to read it for the first time, and I think I can read my grandson's writing after he did make it to college. So let's see. Dear church family, thank you for your monetary gift and prayers. I appreciate all the support you have shown me throughout the years. I can't express my sincere appreciation to the church enough. Again, thank you all for your thoughtfulness and generosity. Best, Caleb. So I'll post that back on the bulletin board. And then I have another card from Mona expressing thanks for our support of their family during the sickness and passing of her brother, Kalen. And she included some thoughtful words that I think are worth hearing this morning to the church family. It's all right if I read this entire thing. She says, "Dear church family, this note has been very hard for me to write. I've tried to write it before now, but words have escaped me. Kalen's passing has been unbelievably difficult for all of us. We have wept at length for our loss. We have been blessed by testimonies of Kalen's impact on the lives of others. Many were shown a real flesh and blood Jesus for the first time. No judgment, no condemnation, instead love and grace. Kalen is a servant and loves to give rather than receive, but now he is receiving. We rejoice greatly that Kalen no longer struggles in the flesh. His pain is no more. He's already passed from death to life. Death has no more sting. The grave absolutely has no victory. He dwells with Jesus, his Lord and Savior. I and my entire family are so thankful for all your prayers of faith and emotional support these many years during Kalen's battle against cancer. We fought well. This side of eternity, the battle seemed lost, but in the end, the race was won with great victory. All thanks and glory and honor be to Jesus. Our church family has had many losses recently. Many have lost husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, and more. We have mourned with those who mourned and rejoiced with those who rejoiced, according to Scripture. In that, we have borne the burdens of our brothers and sisters. I am eternally thankful for my church family. You've been a comfort and support for my family. You have shared our pain and burden. You are a blessing and encouragement to the family of God. You are his hands and feet. Thank you sincerely, Mona." So thank you, Mona, for those words of encouragement to us as well. As I mentioned, by way of announcement also, today is our Communion Sunday, which we'll be sharing together a little later. And then at 3:30, it's our Sunday to go out to the Willows. Robbie will be leading us out there, and anyone and everyone who can go and help just be with those folks and help us out, you are welcome and you'll be blessed. And then I mentioned I'd just gotten a flyer about the concert at Carpenter's Christian Church tonight at 7, Zach Shelton and 64 to Grayson. I did some YouTube research for me and any of the rest of you who are fans of bluegrass. you'll be blessed. So I'm a bluegrass fan. If you like Christian music set to a bluegrass tune, you will be blessed. So that's your opportunity. If that's your thing, that's an opportunity tonight out there at 7 o'clock. So you are reminded and invited. This Wednesday night, we start our Bible study in Revelation. And I've had a lot of mixed thoughts about the format. And it kind of seems to start that meeting here at church might be the best way to do that. I had somebody say, well, this class may inspire enough interest that the crowd would be a little bigger than your living room would hold. Then I had some communication said there might be some elderly folks who would make it more easily if it were here. Not that I knew we had any elderly folks, but whoever wrote this considered there to be some elderly folks around. So 7 o'clock Wednesday night, we'll start here in the church auditorium. Has everybody got that location and time? That's what we're going to start. We'll begin. And I want to tell you that this whole study through Revelation will be primarily designed to help us understand the purpose and not worry about figuring out every minor detail over which scholars have wrestled for over 2,000 years. But the purpose of this book is tremendous. So I think it'll be a great study. We'll start here in the auditorium this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And everybody's invited, so if you can make it, you would please come and join in here in the church auditorium, 7 o'clock this Wednesday. Are there other announcements that I might have forgotten? It was so full and so many things, I wanted to make sure that I got those covered before I missed something.
I'd like to say that the puppet team is getting together at 1:30 over in the great room today. We have the program and be given the scripts and everything, but if you're just interested and you think maybe I would like to do this, this would be a great time because you're just committing to like 12 weeks instead of 5 years.
All right.
But please, we would love to have anyone else.
All right, that would be your first opportunity to get acclimated today at 1:30 over in the great room.
If they can't make it today, they can make it next week.
All right, so there'll be another opportunity.
Next week is family friendly? Okay, we will not have puppet practice next week.
All right, just today getting started. Anything else that I might have forgotten? Oh, Wanda, let me bring you the microphone here.
A reminder that Mona mentioned, next week is Family Fun Night. We will be having homemade ice cream. If you would like to bring a freezer ice cream, get with me. I'll kind of fill you in on what others are bringing. And so this will kind of be our last hoorah for the summer.
Yeah, and you can't beat homemade ice cream. I'm glad. So everybody, please, please get serious about that. Colleen.
This is kind of spur of the moment, but if we have Bible study here, I will keep the nursery so that anybody that is interested that are not old codgers, they can come.
That was spur of the moment. She would almost do anything to not have to hear me preach twice in the same week, so you know. And that's pushing it. But thank you, dear. That's very thoughtful. We will have child care. We will have child care. Anything else from anybody? Well, let's check on birthdays and any anniversaries. See what we have. Ah, this Wednesday. Benjamin. Okay. Okay, so it's Big Benjamin. Okay. All right. Happy birthday. And then Thursday, the 20th, happy anniversary to Bob and Ruth Rogers. So is there another birthday somewhere? Is there one in the bullet? Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill Bergen, he's probably been messing with the equipment, trying to get him. We found you. Happy birthday to Bill Bergen, Saturday the 22nd. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating. Happy anniversary to Bob and to Ruth. I think that covers most all the announcements. If there's nothing further, if everybody's kind of in on the same page, before communion, we'll have some music to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper together. So let's bow together in prayer, and then I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us before communion. Father, even as I think about all the announcements and all the things that just pertain to our little circle of life here in the church, I'm reminded of how hectic life can get from time to time. We ask, Father, that you always slow us down and help us put everything in perspective. And help us, Father, to look to you first and in all the things that we endeavor to do. We look to you for our strength, our help, and our guidance. Today we pray for those who need healing of body. We ask you, Father, to bless them with your healing touch. Father, for those who are traveling and on vacation and out and about, we ask that you keep them safe. Watch over them and guide them and enhance their time of relaxation, and may they be renewed and refreshed. And Father, for this time that we will focus on sharing the Lord's Supper, we pray that you would bring afresh to our minds the love, the grace, the wonder, the awe of the very God who created us coming to earth, becoming one of us, and sacrificing your life in order to save ours. We thank you for such love and grace. And we offer our prayers today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand and ask the worship team to come and lead us in a couple of songs that will help prepare our hearts for communion together.
heart and my soul. You are the light to darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. You are the life to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. Truth and the way. Truth and the way. Truth and the way. Truth and the became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, blessed Redeemers, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. Body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, a rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, a rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah.
You may be seated. As we prepare for communion this morning, I'm going to share a communion meditation from Jonathan Kahn's book, The Book of Mysteries. This Wednesday is Yom Kippur, the holiest day, the Day of Atonement on the Jewish calendar. One of the things that we sometimes lose track of as Christians is how deeply everything about our faith is rooted in Jewish history and tradition. And all the things that God prescribed that without seeing them fulfilled in Jesus don't make as much sense as they otherwise would. And so please listen carefully as Kahn writes this so well. In ancient times, on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, a unique ceremony took place. The high priest would stand before the people with two goats at his side. Each goat had to be identical in appearance to the other. The high priest would then reach into an urn and pull out two lots, one in each hand. Each lot had a different Hebrew word inscribed on it. He then placed one lot on the head of the goat to his right and another on the head of the goat to his left. One stone identified the goat that would die as the sacrifice for the sins of the people. The other identified the goat that would be let go. So before there could be a sacrifice, there had to be the presentation of the two goats. Two goats before the people, and the apportioning of the two destinies. What about Messiah? Before his sacrifice, what took place? He was presented before the people for the choosing, for the apportioning of his destiny. And there had to be two presented. So there had to be two men presented before the people. And only one could be the sacrifice. So Messiah had to be one of two lives presented before the people in order to be chosen as the sacrifice. And according to the ordinance of Yom Kippur, the other life had to be let go. So what happened to that other life that was presented that day? He was let go. And what was his name? Barabbas. So according to the requirements of the ancient ceremony, the two goats or lives had to be identical. Messiah was the Son of God, the Son of the Father. Do you know what Barabbas means? Barabbas comes from two Hebrew words, bar, which means son, and Abba, which means Father. Barabbas means Son of the Father. Two lives, each one bears the name, the Son of the Father. So the sacrifice and the one set free because of the sacrifice must in some way be identical. So if God were to die in your place or in my place, well, he would have to become like me. He would have to become like you. He would have to become flesh and blood in the likeness of sin. He would become your identical. So our mission before we take communion today is live today as one who was sentenced to judgment, but who has instead been set free and given a second chance of life because of the love and sacrifice of the one who became like us. I ask those who are going to serve this morning to come and help us. I ask Joyce if she would graciously agree to play for us today as we share communion together. Ask you to please bow with us as we bless this bread that we're going to share together, representing the body of Christ that was given, as we share the cup that represents the blood, his very lifeblood that was poured out for our sins. So as we bow together, David, would you bless this bread, and then I'll ask Vance to please bless the cup, and then you'll be invited to come and share.
Father, we're just so thankful to be here today. And we're thankful that you sent your only begotten Son to die for us on the cross, that you loved us so much to do that. And Lord, we just thank you so much, and that we know that Jesus is the bread of life. And we just pray this in your Father, in your name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for sharing your Son with us. In the Jewish tradition, when we had a meal, it was most intimate time for people, and Jesus has invited us to share this meal, this special meal that he instituted. We thank you for that, and we thank you for the representation, this wine representing the blood of Jesus shed for us for the remission of our sins. And we ask you to bless this wine in the name of Jesus.
It's my fault. At this time, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church. As I mentioned earlier, several weeks ago, when John and his wife Hay began to worship with us, they had sort of settled in their heart that God was leading them for this to be their home church, and we wanted to welcome them. And we usually like to hear from folks either with a word of testimony or just some form of introduction. Well, John has preached, and it just seemed like a really good thing to me to ask him to introduce himself to us this Sunday by way of preaching. Now, John, I didn't want to say anything. Hay isn't here. I don't know if she's feeling bad or if it's because you're preaching. So, oh, okay. Unlike others. Oh, okay. John, we welcome you, brother, to come and share today. And as I said, he said, I hadn't been feeling real well this week, so we trust the Lord to give you strength and energy. But welcome to Community Church, and welcome to the pulpit to share the word of the Lord with us today, my brother.